You didn't know that I came from another planet. We live a long life, and every couple of centuries, we decide to live a couple of years inside a human body, to experience life in another form. The moment we are born in this form, we forget who we were before. We can feel things beyond what others know, but we don't understand that this is something special. But we tend to feel what we don't know and understand, especially when we are young and helpless. I never told you that I can hear the inner sound of a soul. Everyone sounds different. Some sound like a beautiful string orchestra with a haunting melody. Some sound big and powerful. Some sound dangerous. Some have an underlying tone that creeps in your ear like a siren. You feel you need to run away, but you stay because it sounds so beautiful. Some sound playful and funny, and some sound purely evil. You sounded so desperate and lost, so sad, wandering around on a lonely street that seemed never to end or always start in the same place. Like Sisyphus, you seemed to never be able to find the place you wanted to go. Maybe almost reaching it, but the closer you got, the more painful was it to start over again. I felt lost when I was little. I couldn't remember who I was. I felt something wasn't right. I felt something was going to happen. There was so much sadness in you. There was so much anger in her. I wished I could have spoken to you, but I was too little. Too little to know words, too little to be something to respect. Sometimes when dark dreams were hunting me, as they do so often when you're little and know so many things you shouldn't know, I came to your room seeking comfort. I was too afraid you would send me away, so I slept on the floor next to your bed, freezing in the night. But freezing is still better than being afraid of the darkness, being afraid of things you don't understand yet. Later I felt the presence. There was a dark energy surrounding us. When we were driving in the car, I saw the lights coming closer. Just 5 years old, I thought, if I just stuck in the car, they couldn't see us, they couldn't get to us, and maybe, yes maybe, then they wouldn't take us all apart. But when we reached my 6th birthday, they finally found us. You didn't know that it was because of them. You thought it's her fault, and she thought it's your fault. And you left each other, and you left me on your way out. Years later, as a teenager, I was trapped and lost. Something was eating me alive. I was looking for you, but could never find you, and others thought I'm odd because I was trying so hard. But there was a difference between them and me. I could hear their thoughts even before they knew what they were thinking. I could hear people talking from beyond this world. Somehow it all made strangely sense to me. You taught me to ask questions nobody would ask. And you told me that everything will make sense one day, but I never could ask you the question that was burning my heart. When I started studying, I was so angry with you that I disobeyed everything you ever told and taught me. I was only interested in what was real, or at least in what seemed to be real, and approved by others. I was only interested in things that could be scientifically proven. I wanted to prove you wrong, show you all the flaws in your ideas, make you feel as small and little as I was feeling for so many years growing up on your side. I learned, and learned, and learned, and my mind got sharper and sharper, and I saw more and more details in what I was learning and the secrets the world is hiding. And then, when we met, everything you said to me or others, I started correcting you. I was able to show them that I knew better. But the one thing I didn't learn and knew in the beginning was that on the long run it didn't make me happy, either. Even when you told me how much smarter I was than you, I felt sad and empty inside. I didn't feel as a winner, I felt as the worst loser ever. And I lost one thing that was important to me, my integrity. Now I'm almost the age you were when I was born. I'm finally able to connect things. I can feel with my mind and think with my emotions. I'm wondering if this is what you were trying to teach me so many years ago, when I was unable to see and understand. When we met the last time before I left, there was still so much anger inside me. That had built through all the years, and then when you fell into the same old routine saying, I don't care about you, you would know everything about me. I lost it. I screamed at you. All the darkness that I was able to keep away for so long finally found its way to you. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't control it. I lost it. And I thought I lost you, but then something opened up and it seemed we were finally able to see each other, finally able to listen to each other. And we just sat there, while all the other people were talking, but we didn't need to say anything anymore. We knew.